Governor Rick Scott has issued a challenge for state colleges. He is asking them to offer a $10,000 bachelor's degree for all students. From our sister station WUSF in Tampa, Josiles Ramos reports on the governor's new initiative for higher education.
The average cost of a four-year degree is about $24,000. Governor Scott wants to cut that price by more than half. Scott made his announcement at St. Petersburg College Clearwater campus, which is the first college to step up to the challenge. Scott told Bay News 9 colleges can follow a business mindset.
Every business has to figure out how to make itself more efficient. They've got to use technology. They've got to use the internet. They've got to do things like that. So we can do the same thing with our state colleges.
The $10,000 degree isn't a novel idea. Governor Rick Perry proposed the same challenge for higher education institutions in Texas last year. I'm Josiles Ramos in Tampa.
State regulators have given their approval of Florida Power and Light's request to continue passing the cost of future nuclear facilities on to customers next year. The five-member Public Service Commission yesterday unanimously approved FPL's $151 million request, which though is 51 cents less than this year's nuclear cost recovery charge. Utilities normally cannot pass on such expenses until new or renovated plants go into operation. State law, however, makes an exception for nuclear plants to encourage that form of power generation. The Panama Canal is undergoing an expansion, and that means ports along the East Coast have to expand too in order to accommodate the bigger ships. The Army Corps of Engineers is looking at a Port Everglades dredging project about 5 years down the road, and Port Miami's expansion project is already well underway. But there's no guarantee that just because a port expands that the new extra-large ships will come to it. Miami Herald business reporter Mimi Whitefield is writing a series on the Panama Canal, and she says no one here or elsewhere wants to be left out.
It's not just preparing for the expansion of the Panama Canal. It's preparing for what the shipping industry will become in the next 20 to 25 years. Increasingly, shipping companies will be using these big ships.
Whitefield says East Coast port officials believe the expansion projects will allow them to compete with West Coast ports, which are the biggest in the country.
It's an argument that this all-water route through the Panama Canal on up to Miami is cheaper. So they will never beat the West Coast on speed, but they could beat the West Coast in terms of the cost of delivery.
Bigger ports and deeper water are not the only factors in getting these new supersized ships. Cost, red tape, and customs also play into how shipping companies decide which ports to use. And the state's plan to draw up new license plates is on hold, but you're able to vote online for the one you like the best now. There are four versions. All of them have some form of green and a picture of an orange, either sliced or whole. The state says the new flat number and letter designs is common to all four designs. Is easier to read by cameras. The plan is to replace the plates, the plan to replace the plates at a speed bump when various county tax collectors balked at how they'd be distributed. If you want to vote, you can go to our website, WLRN.org, and we have the link there for you. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.